Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Money for Couples by Ramit Sethi is a relationship-centered guide to building a shared financial life with less conflict and more clarity. Known for practical personal finance advice, Sethi frames money as a tool for designing a rich life rather than a set of rules to follow out of guilt or fear. The book focuses on how couples can move from recurring arguments about spending, saving, and priorities to a workable system that reflects what both partners value. Instead of emphasizing extreme frugality, it highlights communication, alignment, and automating the basics so day-to-day decisions feel easier. The core promise is a structured, step-by-step plan that helps partners talk about money without blame, define shared goals, and create a plan for banking, bills, debt, investing, and guilt-free spending. It is aimed at couples who want less stress and more teamwork, whether they are newly together, engaged, married, or rebuilding after financial tension. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing money conversations to reduce conflict. A major theme is that money fights are rarely only about dollars. They often stand in for deeper issues like control, safety, independence, status, or fairness. The book encourages couples to replace reactive discussions with intentional, repeatable conversations that feel safe for both partners. This starts with learning each person's money history, triggers, and assumptions, including how family background and past experiences shape what feels responsible or risky. Instead of debating individual purchases, couples are guided toward discussing values and priorities, then translating those into a shared vision of a rich life. When partners can name what matters most, many arguments become easier because decisions can be measured against agreed goals. The approach also emphasizes separating judgment from information. Rather than labeling a partner as bad with money, couples can look at patterns, constraints, and trade-offs. By adopting a structured talk rhythm, including planned check-ins, partners avoid crisis mode conversations that happen only after something goes wrong. The result is a communication foundation that makes the rest of the financial plan possible. Secondly, designing a shared rich life and aligning priorities, the book centers on the idea that money should fund a rich life that is specific to the couple, not a generic checklist. This topic focuses on turning vague wishes into clear priorities so spending and saving feel purposeful. Couples are encouraged to define what they want more of, such as travel, time with family, career flexibility, home ownership, generosity, or starting a business, and what they are willing to spend less on. This alignment matters because many couples unknowingly try to optimize everything at once, leading to resentment and decision fatigue. A better path is to pick a few high-impact categories that deserve higher spending while trimming areas that do not matter. That trade-off-based approach can reduce guilt and reduce petty disputes about small purchases. The book also highlights the difference between shared goals and individual autonomy. Couples can build a plan that supports joint objectives while still protecting personal freedom, including separate discretionary spending. By making priorities visible and agreed upon, the couple gains a practical filter for decisions, from choosing an apartment to planning vacations to deciding how aggressively to pay debt or invest. Thirdly, building a 10-step system for accounts, bills, and automation, a key promise is replacing chaos with a system that runs reliably in the background. This topic covers the practical architecture couples need, how income flows, where bills get paid, and how savings and investing happen without constant manual effort. The emphasis is on making the default behavior the right behavior. When transfers, bill payments, and investing are automated, couples have fewer moments that trigger anxiety or blame, such as missed due dates or surprise account balances. The book also addresses the question couples often avoid: should we merge finances, keep them separate, or do a hybrid? Rather than presenting one correct answer, it supports choosing a structure that matches the couple's values and income dynamics, while still ensuring transparency and shared responsibility. A well-designed system clarifies who does what, when money moves, and how each partner can see the full picture. It also creates room for guilt-free spending because essential commitments are handled first. The bigger idea is that organization is not about restriction. It is about building a setup that makes good decisions effortless and reduces the emotional load of managing money together. Fourthly, handling debt, saving, and investing as a team, couples often struggle with different risk tolerances and different beliefs about debt. This topic focuses on creating joint agreements for paying down high-interest debt, building savings for stability, and investing for long-term goals. The book's overall philosophy favors thoughtful prioritization, address the most damaging financial leaks, then move toward growth. Couples can benefit from clearly defining which debts are shared responsibilities and how to approach obligations that predate the relationship while avoiding shame-based dynamics. Emergency savings is framed as a tool for freedom, not just a defensive measure. On investing, the emphasis is on consistency, simplicity, and time in the market, rather than constantly chasing the perfect move. Couples can also use milestones to keep motivation high, such as tracking progress toward becoming debt-free or reaching a target savings buffer. A team-based plan helps reduce the common pattern where one partner becomes the enforcer and the other becomes the rebel. By agreeing on the why and the sequence, couples turn debt payoff and investing into a shared project that supports their rich life goals, rather than a never-ending sacrifice with unclear benefits. Lastly, fairness, roles, and navigating life changes, money management in a relationship is not static. Raises, layoffs, caregiving, illness, children, relocation, and entrepreneurship can shift both finances and emotional expectations. This topic addresses how couples can define fairness in a way that actually works. Fairness is not always a 50-50 split. For many couples, a proportional approach based on income or a model that recognizes non-financial contributions feels more sustainable. The book encourages explicit role definition so invisible labor does not become resentment. That includes who tracks bills, who negotiates expenses, who monitors goals, and how decisions above a certain dollar amount are made. It also emphasizes planning for predictable friction points, such as differing spending styles, family financial expectations, or supporting relatives. Couples can benefit from setting rules of engagement for large purchases, shared accounts, and personal spending allowances. When change happens, the system can be adjusted rather than abandoned. The broader message is that a strong financial partnership is built through clear agreements and regular recalibration. By treating money management as an evolving set of decisions, couples stay aligned during transitions and prevent stress from turning into repeated fights. In conclusion, this book is best for couples who are tired of circular money arguments and want a practical structure for making decisions together. It will also help engaged partners who want to set expectations before merging lives, and long-term couples who have avoided financial conversations because they fear conflict. The biggest benefit is that it connects the emotional side of money with concrete actions. Readers can learn how to talk about spending without blame, define a shared rich life, and build a repeatable system for bills, saving, debt payoff, and investing. That combination can reduce stress, protect the relationship, and free up time and energy for the things the couple actually values. Compared with similar personal finance books that focus mainly on budgeting tactics or extreme frugality, this approach is more relationship-aware and system-oriented. It emphasizes automation and intentional spending so couples can enjoy their money while still making progress. The step-based framework also makes it easier to implement, especially for partners who do not want to become finance hobbyists. For couples seeking both harmony and forward momentum, it offers a compelling reason to buy and apply it together. If you would like to support Ramit Sethi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.